Hildegard von Bingen's genius took her fertile mind deep into medicine, plants, the physical world, spirituality, and lecturing. Yes, even giving lectures to men, which for a 12th century woman was virtually unthinkable. Most of all, she was known internationally as a leading mystic, one to whom God's Spirit revealed deep mysteries, visions in technicolor, and more than 60 absolutely wonderful chants. Today, Hildegard is the patron saint of musicians and poets, and she is one of four women to be proclaimed as a doctor of the church, which means that the Roman Catholic Church considers her writings to be both true and timeless. Hildegard venerated the Holy Spirit in five chants. We do not know when chant began. It's probably about as old as the church itself. Nor do I know when people began to sing in Latin rather than Hebrew or Greek. The records simply do not exist. But by Hildegard's day, Latin Gregorian chant had basically reached its apex. The church's liturgical calendar was now filled with special daily themes, and chants were assigned to each sung portion of those liturgies. So in a sense, there was no point in anyone composing any more chants. But Hildegard was different. She was unfailingly creative. She had young singers who had recently joined her new monastery for women in Bingen. And so Hildegard composed additional chants, new words having new music. These ultra-modern chants were sung for devotional times, those periods of worship added to the daily Mass and the daily eight offices. I like to imagine that Hildegard's nuns may even have preferred her new devotional chants because they were so modern. The melodies enjoyed a freedom not found in the ancient chant. Hildegard's chants featured joyful upward leaps, and they kept returning to high notes, which are still satisfying to hear and sing. Hildegard's text tells us that she understood God's Holy Spirit as being both life-giving and living. It was the life-giving force at the root of all created beings. It also washes all things clean, heals our wounds, rouses, and revives us.